Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's check in with Better Business Bureau CEO and President Steve Burness. And Steve, let's start today with a warning for parents of college students. What is this scam about?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me. It's this kind of scam is basically similar to the grandparent scam where you get this call. But now the Better Business Bureau scam tracker is showing that they're saying that your college student has been arrested and they send a fake mugshot and they need quickly money sent by either Cash App, Venmo, one of those types of apps, because otherwise he's going to go to jail with hardened criminals. So it's kind of that fear, that 30-minute rule, Bob, that you got to do something 30 minutes. That's usually the tip-off to the rip-off. So be careful of these college-type scams where they're saying that your college student has been arrested.
Got it. There are, unfortunately, some Veterans Day scams you need to be aware of right now. Tell us about these.
Yeah, there's a lot of Veterans Day is coming up, obviously, this weekend, but, you know, they do a lot for our country, and the veterans have done a lot, but the scammers are now taking advantage of it, which is very disheartening as well. They're sending them the veterans' emails, basically helping them under the PACT Act, which was signed into law, you know, last year. But these scammers just want to get information about your identity, your Social Security number from the veterans, and they're not willing to help them in any way. So we're seeing a lot of uptick in the scams at the Better Business Bureau through this portal. So be careful if anybody, veterans, if anybody comes to say they can help you get additional money or get it quicker for you or help you with this PACT Act, just deal with the Veterans Administration yourself directly.
We're heading into the travel season, and recently the Wall Street Journal did a story, and this was kind of frightening. They're talking about phony accounts pretending to offer customer service and fake airlines on X, the former Twitter site. Tell us about this.
Yes, Bob. A lot of people do take their travel troubles. They put them on, you know, Twitter or X or Facebook. And what it is the scammers see that, and then they send them a reply, like pretending like they're from the airlines itself. It's very similar in nature. So it's really hard for an average consumer to determine if that's a legitimate website just by looking at it or a legitimate link. So it's best to go to the website of the airline itself, or the travel agency, wherever you want to do, and see their accounts through that website, because they usually have their accounts listed. But there's scammers that, you know, as soon as you post something that you had a problem with XYZ Airlines, all of a sudden you get, you know, five or six emails allegedly saying, we can help you, but we need your Social Security number, or we need your credit card, Bob, or something else to steal your identity or account number.
So, but if you tweet the airline, or X the airline, is that what you're supposed to say now, and then they reply to that same account, that's probably legit, right?
Yeah, that's probably a little legit. So you got to worry about the ones that come in while you're waiting for legitimate, you know, response. You just
right.
maybe send out a notice saying, "Hey, I got a problem with XYZ Airlines," and all of a sudden you get, you know, five different responses from the five different airlines, all saying they're XYZ Airlines. So you just got to be careful who you're dealing with, Bob, and go to the website directly and get their links of their social media sites right off their websites.
There's a social media gift exchange going on now, which is actually a pyramid scheme, isn't it?
Yeah, they always crop up around the holidays, Bob. We're seeing that already with the Secret Sister Gift Exchange program, which is really has gained popularity, you know, several years ago through, you know, Facebook, where you basically you can receive up to 36 gifts in exchange for sending one gift, and that's the what we call the tip off to the rip off itself. And that was usually sending one bottle of wine, you'll get 36 in return. And that's just a classic pyramid scheme, and it's against the law in U.S. and Canada as well. And now they're starting a new one. It's called the Secret Santa Dog, where you're asked to buy a $10 gift for a secret dog, and you'll get returns in kind from others as well. So these are all, you know, pyramid schemes. Please avoid them at all costs and don't do it.
Yeah.
Against the law.
Don't get anything for Lassie. It's a scam.
Right.
There are a lot of good businesses out there, and the Better Business Bureau wants to thank them. Tell us about this.
Well, thanks, Bob. Obviously, we always hear about the bad businesses sometimes, but there's a lot of great businesses in Chicago and Northern Illinois, all across North America. So the Better Business Bureau has claimed November is Think of Business Month. It's a special time of the year to, you know, thank those businesses that helped you out throughout the year, you know, to celebrate their hard work and dedication of their businesses to you and how they much impacted your lives. So we ask people to go to bbb.org/thanks and do a custom review on our website about this business or any other review site. Please thank businesses this month because there's a lot of great businesses out there. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't get a chance to talk about them.
Yeah, don't be active just when it comes to complaining. Throw a few compliments out there. Steve Burness, thank you. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.